Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria op na 31 grade, Johannesburg 29, Tzaneen begin die week met 'n maksimum van 36 grade. Ons begin in Gauteng, waar 'n paartjie terug verwag word in die hof, nadat materiaal in hulle besit gekry is vir die seksuele mishandeling van kinders bevat. Darren Wilken en Tiona Moodley sal na verwagting in die Randburg se Landdroshof aansoek doen om borg. Masachaba Sefularo het meer.
The matter was postponed last week after the investigating officer failed to verify Tiona Moodley's address for bail purposes. The 25-year-old web designer was arrested a week after her partner, Darren Wilken, following the discovery of over 10 million videos and images of child sexual abuse material, which they allegedly distributed on a global scale. The couple also faces a Schedule 5 money laundering charge after more than half a million rand in cash was seized during the police operation at Wilkins Midrand home. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
Die minister van internasionale verhoudings en samewerking Ronald Lamola het 'n beroep gedoen op Amerika se president Donald Trump om volledige insig te kry oor Suid-Afrika se beleidsrigtinge en grondwetlike demokrasie. Dit volg op Trump se dreigement dat sy administrasie dit oorweeg om alle befondsing na Suid-Afrika te sny, terwyl 'n ondersoek onderweg is oor die ondertekening van die nuwe wet op onteiening. Trump het gister aan joernaliste gesê:
"Terrible things are happening in South Africa. The leadership is doing some terrible things, horrible things. So they're taking away land, they're confiscating land, and actually they're doing things that are perhaps far worse than that."
Meer hieroor by Jack Randa, FM.com, klik op News. Die minister van minerale en petroleumhulpbronne, Kwedi Mantashe, sal die uur die belegging in Afrika Mynbou Indaba in Kaapstad open. Mantashe sal die hoofrede lewer namens president Cyril Ramaphosa. Dis die wêreld se grootste byeenkoms van mynbou se invloedryke rolspelers en besluitnemers met belange in die mynwese in Afrika. Die tema is om die mynbedryf in Afrika toekomsbestand te maak. Intussen gaan die ondersoek voort oor die ontsnapping van gesoekte onwettige mynmeester Brian James Tiger Tshwele. Nasionale polisiekommissaris Fanny Masemola het gister aan die media gesê die betrokkenheid van 4 polisiebeamptes in Tshwele se ontsnapping moet nog bevestig word.
At the end of the day, it will be proven whether he was aided, but they were part of the Valamgudu operation. As to how long were they involved, whether they knew Tiger from when, I can't give you answers.
En by die Grammy-toekennings in Los Angeles het Suid-Afrikaanse fluitspeler, komponis en vervaardiger Wouter Kellerman vroeg vanoggend 'n Grammy gewen in die kategorie vir beste New Age Ambient or Chant Album.
This is testament to the fact that music has the power to unite and to heal. Music connects and this is a very grateful to share this moment with you.
Intussen het Beyoncé haar eerste ooit Grammy gewen, dis vir Album van die Jaar vir haar Cowboy Carter. Meer hieroor op ons entertainment blog. Ex Gerda D'Souza, in your top story this hour, a couple expected back in court for the massive child pornography case.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Oh, I leave quite an impression, 5 feet to be.